family home evening
with bad Mormons.
It's the show you're listening to where we get drunk and talk to you about stuff.
Right? Sometimes there's funny stories involved. Sometimes we're incoherent. Today's not that day, though. I just stuttered.
We're completely sober.
Right?
And we have opened a box of wine from a subscription. We did our first wine subscription.
Right?
It's called Toy Box.
And it's just lovely. It's Napa Valley. And it's a Cabernet.
Ooh, that is good.
Good, right?
Yeah, nicely done. Charlotte recommended it, and so we're like, let's just get a box or a subscription.
I wish I could get a box of this wine.
Well, the three bottles came in a box. That's why I keep saying box.
And it's called Toy Box. Mm-hmm. They should probably just come out with a box of wine for me, because I need it.
Why not? You can get good wines in a box.
Black Box is really good. I don't care what anybody says.
Hey, everybody, it's Sunday night. It's 10:30. This is the absolute latest we've ever pushed recording a podcast. Charlotte, you want to tell us why?
So, I didn't think it was going to take 9 hours to get a tattoo today, but it did. Was it worth it? Absolutely.
I could have told you that.
Right? Well, I told you last night, well, we talked about recording last night, but we were both tired and didn't really feel like it. So I was like, well, we can do it after my tattoo tomorrow. But then Mandy's like, are you coming home anytime soon? It's like 8:30 at night. I'm like, and I'm in Los Angeles, so it's going to take me at least an hour and a half to get home. But yeah, I was like, no, I'm paying soon or whatever. But yeah, it took 4 hours to come up with the design, which he asked all the right questions, like, because I'm like, I don't know, just, I like your artwork, just give me something. And he's just like, no, that's not how this works. You know, and then he starts asking me what I like, but then he just doesn't just give me what I want. Then he starts breaking down what it means and what artist is influenced by other artists. And it was kind of fucking rad.
I know, I fucking love hanging out at the tattoo shop.
Right?
It's so good. I think it's funny that you interpreted my text message as in hurry up and get home so we can record a podcast.
Totally thought that's what
that's
you meant.
Not, I, all I said was how much longer, as in like how much longer is he tattooing?
Oh, no, we were just finishing up at that point because we were waiting for, not the ring light, but like he was kind of cleaning up or whatever. So I went over by the mirror and took a picture of it real quick because I'm kind of not selfless. That's not at all accurate.
Selfish.
I don't care if people see me taking selfies of myself because I do it all the time. Like, you know, I'm not really self-conscious about it, but I was here. I was like, I kept sneaking pictures because I didn't want him to think that I was shallow. I am shallow. Well, he asked me at one point because I told him, I was like, I'll probably be taking pictures here and there. I like to document things. He's like, oh, what, do you have a TikTok? I'm like, shut up. No.
I'm too old for TikTok.
I don't understand it, but my Instagram is on fire. No, it's not. So sorry we're coming to you late.
You know what? It's not a big deal. All this means is that we can't edit a single thing, but because we're not shit-faced drunk, I don't think we should have a problem.
I think you're right.
So let's get to it.
I have to repent for last week. I said RBG.
Yes.
When it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RBG.
Yeah, you said RGB last week.
Whatever.
Roy G. Biv.
Was I drunk?
Yes.
Okay, then that's why. I'm going to go ahead and say that that's why. And that we also didn't know what trap music was. I have now been made aware of what trap music is, and it's horrible.
Well, so the reason we were talking about it is because my friend was saying you should listen to trap music for kids, which is funny, but it wasn't really funny until you listen to what real trap music sounds like.
And so then like Kanye West, and it's just like, I'm the best, you're the worst, whatever.
Yeah.
It's Kanye, so it's
kind of monotone talking with a beat.
Right, and just a lot of repetitiveness. And so Mandy then put on trap music for kids, and I was like, oh, son of a bitch, this will be in my head all night. My dad is the best. My dad is the best. Clean your room.
I liked The Floor is Lava. That was a good one.
And dinosaurs.
If you guys want to hear the hits we're talking about, just go on to your Spotify. Or if you canceled Spotify, I don't know what you're going to do. And put in trap music for kids and be entertained. Ooh, there's a good one called Puppies, too.
Yes. I keep them on my phone so I can see the puppies and it puts me in a good mood. I'm not joking. That's pretty much what they said and it sounded just like it.
Good times. Hey, I don't really have much for Mormon Corner, do you? I have one thing.
No, go ahead.
Well, I saw on Facebook today somebody had put this thing where we are in a couple of the ex-Mormon groups on Facebook.
Right.
Somebody put in there, I think I'm the first person to put a compilation of Mormons crashing their bikes.
Oh my God, that's together. Amazing.
So I'll post that in lieu of a discussion about anything silly. I'll post that on our Facebook. It's pretty good.
If you haven't already liked our Facebook page, go over to FHE Bad Mormons on Facebook. Yes, do it.
Like it. Love it. Share it with your friends.
Tell us we're pretty.
Cool shit.
My tattoo is pretty fucking cool.
It's pretty fucking cool.
I did a mid-century modern-esque look.
Of course there will be pictures.
Once it heals up a little bit, I'd like to put on like one of my 50s dresses, do my hair up, and I think that would be really good for Supreme Drone on Instagram. Because we couldn't get very good pictures because we were in the night, fall. Night has fallen and ring light pictures are great, but when you get natural ones, they're better. Anyways, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, they have the trick too, like, because your tattoo is going to look the best right when it's freshly done.
Right.
But it's also red. So they have the special, the ring light is the special, like, takes the redness out of the photo light.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
I can see this is going to become a thing. You're going to get more tattoos.
No, I'm not. It really hurt. It was not licked on by kittens. And I almost tapped out like 5 times. And then I was just like, because it wasn't like he did the whole outline and then filled it in. It was he did start down and would, go back and forth. So it wasn't like it had time to like be sensitive and then go back over it. But then it was almost finished, but then he had to go and touch things up, and it was like, I can't handle this. And I actually brought some Xanax with me, and I thought about taking one, but then I knew I had to drive home, so I was like, no, don't do it, you'll be fine. And I was just about to be like, maybe we should stop, but then I just thought, you're paying a lot of money for this. Keep going. And then after that, I was like, okay, seriously, I can't take it anymore. And then I thought to myself, people are so jealous of you right now. And it got me through it, and I didn't have to tap out not one time.
That's what they call that stage of the tattoo, is what they call the whites. You do the white at the very end. This is the fucking worst part.
It was awful. It was rough.
But it actually just elevates the whole thing and makes it like the depth and the dimension just goes off the charts. Right. You need the whites and you need the darks.
Right.
It looks badass. Thanks. I can't wait to see it with the plastic off.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I have for cool shit?
What?
I have an old dog, as everyone knows.
Right.
An 18-year-old Papillon who's been just crying uncontrollably, yelping, howling, whimpering. I took him to the vet finally. He charged me $800 to run some tests. And I'm like, this dog's killing me. I can't sleep. And I remembered I had a Thunder shirt. My friend Janine, she had one for her dog. And she's like, you should really try this for Dexter. And I have had it forever, and I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. And I was like, hey, it can't hurt. Nothing else is working. I put it on him. He's asleep in like 30 seconds. I couldn't even get it wrapped around him, and he was like melted into the couch, passed out. Nice. So, cool shit.
That's pretty cool.
It's called a Thunder shirt, and it basically, it mimics, like swaddling a baby. Right. Just makes them feel like secure and comforted, so.
Well, that's rad.
Yeah.
So, if your dog's being
anxious.
A little anxious, get him a little, maybe just give him a really tight hug.
Underwater. in a 6-foot grave. 6-foot deep.
Watery grave. It's not funny.
It's definitely not funny. You know what is funny? As we're preparing to like, what are we going to talk about tonight? I opened up my internet browser on my phone, and this picture popped up, which you guys can't see it.
It's a big black dick.
It's a big rubber dick, veiny. It's huge. And you're going to know why it popped up, because I had to get that image to put into my Canva so that I could create Actually, I'm just going to say, so I could create the cover art for our episode this week. I think that might be too much.
Do you think YouTube would... Would be like, they didn't like it when you had a butt on there.
Yeah, so they're probably not going to like it when I have Marjorie Taylor Greene's hand wrapped around a wrapped around a big black cock that's going into her mouth in place of the microphone that she's actually holding. That'll be patron-only content.
There you go. You're welcome. $3. You get to see this picture. $3 a month.
It's really cool.
But we were actually speaking of patrons. Shout out to them because you guys are rad.
Holla, holla.
Weren't we saying last night that we should tell people that they should donate money? It's like, if you can't give money to us, we highly recommend you give money to Marcus Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And because he is running against Mudbutt Dirt Girl. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we want him to win.
Well, listen to this. So apparently there was like a rally in Georgia that just happened and Trump was there. And apparently, like, truly, honestly, I'm not just saying this because they're all a bunch of ass clowns, but the rally was pretty small. Like, nobody was really like cheering and, you know, clapping like they usually do.
Right.
According to this one reporter who said he's covered like 24 rallies over the past, you know, however long. He's just like, yeah, people just, the energy wasn't there. But then when Matt Gaetz came out and when Marjorie Taylor Greene came out, people went crazy for them.
What the fuck?
Right? So I think it's just like, the more evil you are and the more horrible you are, like, the more it gets people excited.
Right.
Like monkeys in a cage or something. I don't know.
I was thinking about this as I was driving. I had a long drive to Hollywood, by the way. I was in Hollywood, around the corner from where they were doing the Oscars.
Fancy.
I was like, oh, sorry, I can't hang out with you. I'm really busy getting a tattoo. Anyways, but I had a long drive is my point. And I was thinking about it. I was like, and I know this has been said before, but if the stupid news organizations would stop fucking reporting on this shit, we wouldn't be anywhere near where we're at right now. Like, these people wouldn't get any coverage, and then their small group of people who like being hateful and shitty would fall off because there's no coverage there and it's not stoking the fire.
Well, I think it kind of is. I mean, that's what it sounds like from this rally, because, like, this is Georgia. This is, like, right, the hotbed of...
It's purple.
Well, yeah, it's... Atlanta's purple. Mm. The rest of the state's fucking red.
Right. That's why we need to move there. Flip it.
Anyways, I'm trying to tell you the story.
Sorry, go on.
Mudbutt Turd Girl has a lawsuit against her, and she went on a... Well, let me go back. So the two of them were getting tons of applause and tons of engagement, even more than Donald Trump when he spoke, which is crazy, right?
Right.
And what Matt Gaetz was saying was that, you know, since the midterms are coming up, the Republicans are going to take back control of everything, and then they're going to nominate... He's going to personally nominate Trump to be the Speaker of the House, which, oh my God, what a nightmare that would be.
Right.
And then the other thing was, so then Marjorie Taylor Greene was speaking also, sorry, Mudbutt Turd Girl, I shall not say her name, and she was really pissed off. Somebody described it as she went full-blown QAnon, and she was going off on a tirade about how she was being sued from rerunning for election because she was supporting the insurrections, and it says, or insurrectionists, and it says in the Constitution that you can't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so this lawsuit was filed on behalf of a group of Georgia voters.
Nice.
And they actually, a similar lawsuit was put together against Madison Cawthorn in North Carolina.
Good.
Which is great. But she basically says, like, they're trying to take away my district's right to vote for me. Like, this lawsuit's such a scam. It's so ridiculous. It's obvious they've never read the Constitution before.
God, she's such a fucking moron.
You know, and when you read the Constitution, what it actually says is no person shall be a senator or a representative in Congress who, having previously taken the oath as a member of Congress to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same. It's very fucking clear.
Josh Holloway. Hopefully they're going again over
Holly.
Him. Holly, yeah, whatever his name is. Hopefully they make a lawsuit against him, too. Fuck that guy.
I mean, yeah, get rid of all these motherfuckers.
Right?
But really, the thing that, out of all of the bullshit that happened at that rally and all of the, like, awful shit, the thing that really just blew my mind, and it's like the straw that broke the camel's back, was Mudbutt Turd Girl was trying to be a bully, like she does, right, failing miserably at it. She's, like, trying to light up Stacey Abrams. And Stacey Abrams has recently been, she's been cast in a movie as, I think she's the president of Earth or the leader of Earth, right, or something, yeah, in Star Trek. And Mudbutt Turd Girl says, oh, Stacey Abrams thinks she's the president of Earth. Well, we should just blow her up like the Death Star or some other such bullshit.
Right.
Obviously, mixing Star Trek and Star Wars into the same fucking conversation. What is wrong with this bitch?
she can't even... yeah, there's nothing about her that's good. Do you see what she said about the... I don't know, the fuck, what's it called? The Buttigieg thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? God. She's like, and these fucking morons were actually, you're right, they were so, like, cheering for her. And It was just like, well, Pete Buttigieg can take his electric cars and his bicycle, and he and his husband can just stay out of our girls' bathrooms. And it's like, what the fuck are you even talking about?
What does that even mean?
Wait, hold on.
Does that mean that, like, is she trying to insinuate that gay people have to sit down to pee? Or is she trying to insinuate, because there's no urinals in a girl's bathroom? Or is she trying to insinuate that, like, dads bring bicycles into the bathroom? Right. Or
your electric cars in there? I hope that you don't bring your car or your bicycle in the bathroom.
Does it have something to do with... Do they have daughters? Like, are they bringing their daughters into a girl's bathroom or something?
She's just clumping gay men with transgendered people. And, of course, it doesn't matter if you're a female transgender going into a male bathroom. Or, sorry, I guess that would be the other way. Yeah. But, like, she's just so fucking ignorant and hateful.
That's not even an insult.
No, it's not.
even if that is the case.
But the fact that they're just like, oh, our poor daughters. And it's like, no one's bothering them in the bathroom. Everybody goes in there to go pee or take a deuce. Either way, I don't want anyone fucking talking to me, male or female.
You know, you shouldn't be allowed in any women's bathroom ever again is fucking MTG.
Mudbutt Turd Girl, yeah.
She should have to go in a hole outside where animals
only
go.
For humans. If you're a human, you can go in the bathroom. And she's proven time and time again she's not worthy of being a human.
How can you suck at bullying? Like, she sucks at everything, but... You'd think bullying, she'd be so good at that since she's so awful. She can't even do that right.
No, she really can't.
It's time to go put her out to pasture.
For realsies.
So she can poop in her hole and eat grass and just yell. You roll around and scream.
Stay out of my bathrooms!
And she can mix up fucking Star Trek and Star Wars to her heart's content.
This motherfucker.
Well, okay, so speaking of this motherfucker, should we just go right into it?
Yeah.
So you were around the corner from the Oscars tonight.
Sure was.
Just a couple blocks away. You said you could hear them going on while you were there?
Well, if we went out back, then I could hear the helicopter was constantly, like, rotating or whatever. Like, it's not like it was going back and forth. It was just...
Circling?
No, it wasn't even circling. It literally was stationary in the air.
Oh.
It didn't even move, but that was loud. And then you could hear, like, and up on the red carpet next, you know, kind of a thing. And I was like, God, we're really close. And I was like, I love movies. I wonder why I've never been one of those people in the background going, Scarlett Johansson or whatever. Like, I mean, I guess I'm just not that person anyways, but it'd be interesting to see. Anyways.
Did you hear Will Smith slap Chris Rock across the face?
You know, oddly enough, it echoed. Actually, I did not. And I didn't even know that had happened until I already got home. And then you're like, oh my God, did you hear? And I'm like, no, I've been driving. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, and apparently they cut it off on American TV, but you could see it in Australia and other countries, which is why it's all over the internet now.
Right.
But so Chris Rock was saying something and basically, you know, making jokes, roasting people like you do. And he said, love you, Jada. Can't wait for Tank Girl 2. Referring to the fact
that... G.I. Jane 2.
Oh, yeah. G.I. Jane 2. Was that... What was her Tank Girl?
Craig said G.I. Jane 2, and I read G.I. Jane.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I said it wrong. Anyways, wherever the lead character was bald.
Right. Both movies, but yes.
Yes. So whichever one that was. But yeah, so Jada Pinkett Smith apparently has alopecia, so right. She's not super stoked about being bald.
Right.
And yeah, so Will Smith just went up, walked up on stage, and like open-handed just slapped him so hard, I can't believe he didn't fall down.
Right.
And he was just stunned, and he was just like, what just happened? Like, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me.
Right.
Basically. And then Will Smith's in the crowd like, don't, you know, yelling at him, don't say my wife's name, whatever, blah, blah. But it was just like really horrible to watch.
Right. Oh, that's upsetting.
Like, what kind of elitist bullshit is that? You can't just hit people.
Right.
When you're mad. Like, get up and leave the room.
Right.
You know? Be a class act about it. You can't assault people, especially on this, like, scale of the Academy Awards that's being right. viewed across the world. My first thought was, like, this has got to be a stunt.
Right.
This is for...
put this together ahead of time.
But no, Will Smith just lost his shit and acted like a fucking asshole.
And then later in the night, he won, right?
I think so, yeah. I actually didn't watch it.
Right. I was going to say, we usually have an Academy Awards party every year where we dress up in prom dresses and eat KFC. Next year.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I watched the clip of it and it was like so cringe.
Oh, that's, you know, Will Smith has been cringy for a little bit.
It's true, so. He has, but not like, I don't know, violently assaulting people in public on it. Trying to, you know, humiliate. I don't know. Like, that's just what comedians do.
Right. They roast each other.
Maybe it was in poor taste. Yes. Maybe she got her feelings hurt. Yes. Terrible. Whatever. Can't fucking hit people.
No.
Even if you're Will Smith.
Like you tell five-year-olds, we don't hit our friends or anybody for that matter. You keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah. We also tell them to wear their seatbelt in trap music form.
Hey, is this thing on? Is what on? My seatbelt.
Sorry, we really have been listening to trap music for kids. Sometime.
Rad.
I already kind of talked about the other thing I had for this motherfucker, which was just Matt Gaetz again.
He's not in jail yet.
Not in jail. Threatening to nominate Trump for...
So I was reading that if Trump gets nominated and gets the Speaker of the House, then there'll be serious assassination attempts on Biden and Kamala Harris so that he'll be president again. It's like, the fuck is wrong with you people? Vote him in if you want him in. Oh, you know you can't do that because nobody fucking likes him, so mm-hmm. you have to cheat. Fuck you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bullshit. The midterm elections are, like, actually super crucial this year. Right. I don't know if...
They're always crucial, but super crucial
this year. Yeah, we're lucky enough to live in a district that's very purple. And Katie Porter is one of our people who's running. I forget the guy she's running against. But so it feels cool to, like, actually have a voice in something that could potentially matter and change the outcome of things.
Right.
I forget the other guy's name, but he's awful. He's, like, he's been on the list that we've talked about before on the podcast just for being a complete D-bag.
Yeah.
Adam somebody or other. It doesn't matter. And we can't.
No, that's a different guy. Never mind.
No. We can't edit it, so I can't. I don't have time to go and look it up. But anyway, the other part to that. You already kind of mentioned it earlier. I was going to say, if you're in Georgia, you want to, we want Marcus Flowers to beat Marjorie Taylor Greene. So even if you're not in that district to vote for that race, you can always, if you have any money to donate, that would be a really great cause to
share on your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just so people that might live in that area that you know would.
Or might have a couple extra bucks to throw that way, right. You know, can donate to that cause. So there's a couple really, like, key elections going on, and we'll be a little bit more prepared with, you know, some actual names and websites and things like that. We can post on our social media.
Oh yeah, we'll do that,
and we can repent for that next week, because we're just out of time this week. My Charlotte had to get a tattoo, my boss quit, so they made me have to be the boss for a while, which I'm not interested in. It's a lot of work and it's really cutting into my drinking time.
Right. Don't they know who you are?
I know. I'm one half of the Bad Mormons podcast. I have shit to do.
That involves drinking.
Our, you know, our TeePublic merch site. Mm. I've got some lady who's like, your account's doing so well. I'm your new brand manager. And she keeps emailing me like, schedule a time to talk to me. I've got some great inspo for your social medias and all this shit. And I'm just like, I do not need another fucking job. Right. Just let me make my shitty merch. And
no, it's amazing merch.
Well, it's amazing merch, but it's not like professional.
And it's currently 30% off?
Well, only for a couple hours, so it won't be by the time this airs.
Oh, shit.
Okay. But they do 30% off, you know, once a month at least.
Nice.
So I'll try to be better about posting when it is 30% off. But yeah, apparently our store, our Tee Public store, is doing quite well.
Excellent. So, yeah. Thanks, guys.
That's fun.
There's fun things on there. Moira.
Well, she's not on yet. She's not on yet. She hasn't been approved.
Oh.
She's okay. Waiting for the creators of the show to decide whether it's worthy
Come
or not.
Come on, Eugene. Look at happen.
Also for this motherfucker, I kind of wanted to just give her an RIP shout out. Rest in peace.
Oh,
gone
yeah.
too soon to Cobra Kai.
Yeah. I thought you were going to talk about the Foo Fighters drummer. I was like, no. That should be under, well, it would be under cool shit. But it wouldn't necessarily be under this motherfucker either because he was rad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Cobra Kai, go suck a dick.
Yeah, well, now that you mentioned the Foo Fighters drummer, which I forgot about, I was like, oh, I should have probably said that. I'm the dick.
Tommy, I'm the dick who doesn't know his name. Foo Fighters drummer, R.I.P.
This is what it sounds like when we're not allowed to edit.
I will say though that he grew up in Laguna Beach, so our friend Jacob knew him and was friends with him. Craig's friend Dean Butterworth is friends with him. I would say no last names, but he's a drummer who's famous, so you can say it.
Yeah. Plus, who doesn't like to say Dean Butterworth?
Dean Butterworth. So anyways, sad local hero.
Yeah, that sucks.
Commercials.
Let's get drunker.
Shots.
Dinosaurs.
Wine and whiskey. Wine and whiskey. I can make trap music.
Are you one of the many progressive, independent, proud American women thinking, I love the Alamo, but I also need an abortion? Well, we are here to help. Here at Sacred Uterus of Holy Texas, we can help you understand the fetal heartbeat law and help guide you to the realization that those newly forming cells inside your body are actually a blessed and wonderful gift, and you are contractually obligated by way of insemination to offer your host body until the gestation process is complete. Sound confusing? Don't worry. We're here to help. We understand you may have questions, and we're here to help you navigate your way through the gestation and uterine and vaginal expansion, or cesarean surgical process.
Yeah, I'm a mother of four. I don't think having any more children will fit into our family financial plan. Am I allowed to have an abortion?
Yes, you are. As long as that pregnancy is terminated within the first 6 weeks of conception, you are eligible for an abortion. Now, since most pregnancies are not detected until 11 weeks and beyond, we recommend daily pregnancy testing throughout the portion of your life cycle where ovulation occurs.
I have real problems with rage and violence. I have no patience, and I'm worried I might not be a good choice to nurture a human being. Is there an exemption for me?
Now, while there is no exemption for psychological disorders, we do have many state-run care facilities and a subpar foster system, should your new human become a ward of the state.
This like sounds expensive, and I work for minimum wage. Who will pay the cost associated with this new human?
That is a great question. Ultimately, the financial burden will fall on the taxpayers to find programs that will feed, house, clothe, and educate these new humans, albeit poorly. We here at Sacred Uterus, in partnership with Amazon LLC and Governor Greg Abbott, make it our mission to offer guilt, shame, and in some cases, food stamps and other forms of assistance to ensure your newly created human will stay alive until such a time that they may enter the workforce, prison, or military service.
I'm a child, and I was raped by a relative. Am I considered a host body?
Under Texas law, all biologically female bodies are considered host bodies, regardless of age or circumstance.
So I'm pregnant, and I'm eager to raise a child, but the embryo is attached to my fallopian tube instead of my uterine wall, and I'm going to bleed to death if this pregnancy isn't terminated. Am I a candidate for an abortion?
Oh, unfortunately, the law doesn't allow for any abortions after 6 weeks of cell division, regardless of medical emergency. But I do think in these situations, it's important to understand that some people, such as yourself, are going to have to offer the ultimate sacrifice in order to comply with the law. We understand that offering your uterus to create a new human can cause anxiety and uncertainty, and we're available to help. Just visit our website at fhebadmormons.com or give us a call at 1-202-224-5922. Thank you for choosing the state of Texas as your trusted medical authority. Any financial assistance provided will be subject to government scrutiny. Compensation for new human labor or service will be determined by Amazon LLC based on the bare minimum requirement by law. Humans may be placed in cages or other confinement until they can enter the workforce. Insemination need not be consensual to be binding. Early pregnancy testing is often inaccurate and the responsibility of the inseminated. There is no basement in the Alamo.
Hey, that was great.
Welcome back. And you're back. Sweet. Do we have any stories to tell the people?
Oh, I hope so.
I already told you about my tattoo.
That's not the point of the podcast.
No, it's really not.
Well, I could tell you about... Did I ever tell you about the Battle of Seattle?
No. Sounds rad.
It sounds cooler than it actually was. It was actually in 99, November of... Oh, hang on, sorry.
Wine. Wine.
Well, okay. I'm talking into the mic. You should have stood up. It's okay. So, November 1999, the Battle of Seattle, the World Trade Organization was having some big meeting at the headquarters in Seattle. And it was kind of, to be perfectly honest, I didn't really understand. It's kind of like economic globalization and... you know, a lot of stuff that I didn't understand. It was a meeting about trade agreements and like furthering that for the new millennium or whatever. But there was a lot of people who were really against, you know, like anti-capitalists. There was a lot of anarchists. There was like a lot of actually conservatives who were, Pat Buchanan was all up in arms against it. This was like way before I even knew what a shit show the Republican Party was.
Right.
It was just like, oh, whatever. I don't care about any politics. I just vote Democrat. Let's see, there was, the reason that I was there actually was more for it was a big concern for environmental causes.
Okay.
So, you know, I've always been like super, super big into, you know, saving the planet and climate change and reducing emissions. And I like to be outside. I like to go camping. I like all that shit. So I don't want to fucking destroy it. And so that's why I was there. And me and a bunch of my friends went from Bellingham down to Seattle to, like, take part in the protests against this big meeting. And it what it turned into, like, literally, we were just there to, like, have a protest.
A peaceful protest, just sitting down.
It turned into such a fucking shit show. I don't know exactly how the progression went, but I went from, like, standing on the side of the street, not even having a sign or anything, just wanting to, like, beef up the presence of people who were, like, not okay with this planned meeting and this planned like future,
right,
to me being part of a human chain around the building that they were having the meeting in, getting pepper sprayed by the cops, and the guy standing next to me was getting interviewed by Michael Moore.
Oh,
he
wow.
was doing a documentary. And I was just like, it was just like from that to that, and I don't even know, the span of a couple hours. It was so crazy. And it was like, it was one of those things where it's like all these you know, there's all these like anarchists, and I don't want to lump anarchists in with like Proud Boys or anything like that, but there's like a lot of people who just take the opportunity
to be an
of
asshole.
Chaos yeah. to like, you know, be violent or and break shit and destroy shit. And
right.
there was this small group of people, the Black Bloc or something they called them, from Eugene, that were just like anti-corporate anarchists. And they were going around and finding all the big corporations, Starbucks, smashing right. all the windows out, you know, which turned into smashing everything out. And, you know, everybody is just like joining in this energy of momentum,
right.
lighting cop cars on fire, Jesus. Overturning cars. It was no joke. It was like, have you ever been pepper sprayed?
Yeah.
It's terrible. You're like, people were bringing us water so that and handkerchiefs so that we could douse the handkerchiefs in water and wrap them over our faces and our eyes
because
right. you can't breathe. It's like, it's not, it's tear gas. It's not right. pepper spray. It's like the canisters that the cops fire at
right.
you. Tear gas.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. It was really brutal. There was a, I remember too, there was a group of environmentalists, they were calling the turtles, and they were dressed up in sea turtle costumes. Yeah, it was really like hippies and anarchists. It was crazy. It was a weird mix of people. But the delegates that were trying from other countries that were trying to get through, nobody was letting anybody through. All of us were just like arm in arm, hundreds of people around this building. And this guy, this little Chinese guy came he had gotten a hold of one of those turtle outfits and he had it over his back, but you could see he had like his briefcase and he was in a suit and he had like a turtle shell on his back and he's like smiling at us and he goes to duck under our arms and we're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Nobody's getting through here. And meanwhile, like, I don't know why nobody's getting through. I'm just like swept up in part of this thing and I'm just helping do what everybody's doing. So I'm just like, yep, nope, can't go. Nobody can go. I'm in charge. Whatever.
I guess that makes sense on how the, you know, the Black Lives Matter protests could get out of hand really quickly, but the wrong kinds of people show up when you have people who just want to do the right thing and then people taking advantage of that to fuck shit up.
Yeah, it's like already a supercharged, emotionally charged situation. Tensions are high and it's just like, you know, it's like a spark that ignites the gasoline, right. You know, and it becomes its own thing.
Right.
It was really, really crazy. Yeah. And I wish I had more, like, I really didn't know. And I still haven't bothered to like care enough about, you know, world economic globalization to really like give a shit. But, it just was something that I didn't plan on. Nowadays, oh my God, I would never put myself in a situation in a big city like that where shit like that was going to go down. Fuck that shit.
Right.
I'm not getting hit by rubber bullets.
That's for the young people.
Well, how old was I in 1999? Young. A dumbass.
That's funny.
So yeah, that's my story this week.
Well, then I'll tell my story about the time I got pepper spray.
I shouldn't have said pepper spray. It was tear gas.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah. And also, I'll tell you the story. I think I was like 14. I was 13 or 14. And actually, no, I was 13. And I was going through my gothic phase, right? So black dresses, a bunch of black makeup and like white, you know, foundation, black hair, whatever. And all my friends were the gothic people and the ravers. So you've got the ravers with their spiky hair and their really, really big pants and they're like, I don't know, beaded bracelets. Mm-hmm. So in high school, that was our people. Well, they decided, for whatever reason, they got in this beef with the slick 52s.
Is this like the greasers?
The greasers, yep. So fucking dumb.
The greasers and the socias, is that what it was? Pony boy?
Pretty much. And so I just remember we were, the Aliso Viejo, the movie theaters had just gotten built. So the fountain had just barely, it was, to be fair, I'm glad it was like the first weekend that fountain had been put up. So the water was very fresh. Mm-hmm. But they were sitting all day talking about, oh, we're going to kick the shit out of those greaser motherfuckers. And I'm just like, you guys are being ridiculous and you're going to get your asses kicked. Like, it's like, don't go, nerds against the jocks, just don't do it. Mm-mm. It's not a good idea. And I kept trying to tell everybody not to do it, but they weren't listening to me. And so when it came closer to the fight time, they were going to do it near the fountain of the movie theater that had just gotten built. And I said, you guys are morons. I'm going to go sit up on this hill, which is far away from them, but I could oversee what was happening. And then one of the girlfriends of one of the raver dudes, so I'm going to go with her or whatever. And I didn't think anything of it. So again, I feel like we're pretty far out of the way. Well, they start, you know, couple minutes later, maybe like 30 minutes later, they start fighting and they are getting my friends are getting their asses kicked. Like, it is just like, they brought brass knuckles. Like, my friend Chris was in the hospital after that. Like, shit. They broke his cheekbone. Like, those fucking assholes are assholes. Like, we're in high school. What are you bringing brass knuckles for? Grow up.
Right.
Well, anyway, somebody yelled cop. And so they all started running my direction. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. I was staying out of this for a reason. And this fucking cunt sitting next to me is just like, yeah, you better run, you fucking pussies. And then the next thing I know is I feel wetness on me. And it wasn't directly in my eyes, but it was around that vicinity. I was like, did you fucking spit on me? How rude. And then all of a sudden my eyes, I'm like, oh no. And I just fell down and I knew not to rub them, but I was just like, oh, that's not good. That's not good. And my friend Josh came and just picked me up and ran me down to the fountain and like splashed my eyes out. But because I guess they got pepper sprayed down there too, so they kind of knew what was up. But I was just like, I didn't want any part of this. You guys are jerks.
Wow, that's some high school fight. Pepper spray and brass knuckles.
Right? No. And like, and the other part of like that pissed me off was like, because I'm a pretty neutral person most times. And I'll stand up for myself kind of thing. So when we went to school, you know, on Monday or whatever, and I was like, what the fuck? And like one of the guys who's part of that group who I thought I was friendly with, and I was like, that was really fucking rude. Like, I didn't have anything to do with that. And he's just laughing at the fact that I got pepper spray. I'm like, you can go fuck yourself. Like it's high school. Who do you think you are? We're in Orange County, California. Grow the fuck up.
I grew up on the streets of LA.
Anaheim.
Yeah, getting pepper sprayed. That sucks. Right. Getting tear gassed. Sucks.
Yeah, no. So, but, you know, avoid that.
Yeah, here's a life hack. If you get pepper sprayed or if you get tear gassed, if you're in the middle of a cloud of tear gas, you can, and there's any safety cones around, you can take the safety cone and put it over the canister of tear gas because that will contain it.
Oh.
If you're out on the streets in any sort of riot situation.
Oh, that's a good.
And if you have any sort of bandana or clothing that you can get wet and put it over your nose and mouth, that will, the water will sort of trap some of that pepper spray so it won't get in your lungs, or tear gas so it won't get in your lungs. It's another good one. And the fountain to wash out your eyes was actually, sometimes that'll make it worse.
Okay.
Because you got to imagine the pepper, what's actually like irritating you is in oil form.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I've gotten essential oil in my eye before from all my like hippie, you know, whole body wellness, haba jobs.
Right.
Like you, what you're supposed to do, that's why they say you're supposed to put milk, or even if you have like a little bit of olive oil or butter, right, or anything fatty, because oil attracts oil, water repels oil.
Right.
So when you're
right,
splashing water, it's actually dispersing it throughout your eyes even worse.
Oh,
whereas
fuck,
if you have milk, or like if you have a Q-tip or a cotton ball that you dip in oil and just hold it to your eyes or your nose or your mouth or whatever, the oil on that will attract the pepper spray or whatever. So
nice.
If you're ever in a protest or a riot, hot tip.
Nice.
From us.
Good to know.
About how to make your macing and your pepper spraying and your tear gassing less painful.
And here's how you can be excellent to each other. Don't fucking pepper spray people or brass knuckle them. Go into a fucking fight, fighting a bunch of nerds.
You know what I've been practicing? Mm-hmm. Actually practicing to be excellent to each other. I've been trying to imagine that everybody on the road, besides me, who... notoriously, they're all terrible drivers. Every single person driving, except for me, who I'm an excellent driver. I try to imagine. You should hear our dad. You should hear our dad drive around. That's where we get it from. I'm
what
sure.
What a bunch of fucking. Well, he didn't say fucking. But what more? More morons. Rad.
Anyway, so I've been trying to imagine when I get frustrated with somebody, I try to imagine my sweet grandmother driving the car. I'm like, oh, she's 1,000 years old. She's so sweet. She doesn't know. She's going to go slow. She's, you know.
Just don't do it in the passing lane.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, maybe she doesn't realize she's in the passing lane because she's my grandma. So I have to love her and let her drive like a complete idiot moron.
Stupid. Moron.
Just having patience with people. And I'm trying to practice that in real life. I even did it today. I was waiting in line to get into Disneyland before work. We just went to go, you know, pick up some stuff, pick up a few supplies for Star Wars Day. No big deal. And this family in front of me was like, it was like the mom and dad and the grandma and grandpa and the five kids. And they were so excited and they had their itinerary. They each had to get their picture taken and talk to them. And I was the next person in line and I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Because I picked the shortest line. And I turned around and looked at the guy behind me, and he looked like he was about ready to lose his shit too. And I was like, I'm practicing patience. This is a test from the universe for us right now. And he's like, that's a really good way to look at it.
Right. Plus, they're so happy. It's their first time at Disneyland.
I know. How can you be a dick to somebody when they're so excited to go to Disneyland?
Some people can. But it's not you, Mandy.
It's not me. And that's how I'm being excellent to each other.
Good job.
Yeah. But if you feel like you want to be a dick to somebody, you should go to our cousin's podcast and leave him a bad review on that podcast. No, just kidding. I would never say that. But you can always go to our podcast and leave us 5 stars and a glowing review on Apple Podcasts.
That would be rad. You could also check out our website. It's at fhebadmormons.com.
Send us your stories at fhebadmormons@gmail.com. And if you'd like to be a guest on our podcast, we're up for that as well.
Yeah. You can become a patron for as little as $3 and as much as you want to give us.
Get our official merch on TeePublic, which is on our link tree, which is on all of our social medias.
Go to YouTube, like, subscribe, and share with your friends.
And thanks for listening to our podcast.
Thanks, guys.
We're
going to
be a little more prepared, and it's not going to be 11:59 to record this next week. Maybe, if you're lucky.